The topic I'd like to explore today is Uvdin Dechol, which is kind of a curious category that isn't so easily defined, and I'm not sure if we'll be able to well define it, but at least to present the possibilities, the issue, and try to get some clarity, given that it's something that's come up repeatedly in the daf that we've learned this year. Is there a common theme among all the examples that the Gemara gives of Aser Keder Kshuvasa Bechol? Does that carry over to instances in which Rishonim Poskim and later Poskim invoke this notion of Uvdin Dechol where the Gemara doesn't invoke it? What right is there to apply it beyond where the Gemara invokes it? Rishonim Zalman has a letter printed in the first volume of that red series on Bishol, or HaShabbos, something like that. So he suggests some Hagdara, and in the end he says, but at the end of the day, this is all still very unclear. So I don't presuppose to do better than that, but we'll try to explore the issue. In our sugya, this week's daf, on Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph and Amud Beis, the Mishnah says on Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph that Sachin U Mimashmashin Avalo Mis Amlin Velo Mis Garin. In Rashi, there are comments. Avalom is amlin l'shavshish b'kovach, so his amlus, according to Rashi, is rubbing with force. Avalom is garvin or bimbagareres, Rashi's gareres with a implement to scrape off, d'havi uvda d'chol. So Rashi there identifies the iser of misgarvin and the mishnah as uvda d'chol. That uvda d'chol may carry back to misamlin as well. But the Gemara only evokes Uvdin Dechol in Sachin U'mimashmashin, Kuz Mem Zayin U'mibayz, Sachin U'mimashmashin, Tan Rabban, Sachin U'mimashmashin, Bibnei Me'ayim B'Shabbos, you can apply oil, U'bluvash, Shalei Yasek, Kedar Shavas U'bachol. Then the Gemara has a machlokas as to what is the optimal way of performing this, so as not to violate the problem of Kedar Shavas U'bachol, either Sach V'achakach U'mimashmash, or Sach U'mimashmash B'vas Achas. So that's our local application here of Uvdin Dechol. Okay. Now let's look back for a moment at the Gemara in the beginning of Perek Tolan. So there the Mishnah on Kuf Lamed Zayin Amabez has a machlokas Rav Lazar Chachamim. Rav Lazar Omer Tolan Esam Mishameres Beyantav Inosin Latulia B'Shabbos. Chachamim Omerim Ein Tolan Esam Mishameres Beyantav Ve'ein Nosin Latulia B'Shabbos Aval Nosin Latulia Beyantav. So Gemara starts on the bottom of Amud Beis. Rabbi Lu Tala Mai, Amr Rav Yosef Tala Chayv Chatas, Amr Leibai, Yel Miata Tala Kuzah B'Sich Zach Anami Devachayev, El Amr Rabbi Yeh Midr Rabbanan Hi Shelo Yasa Kedera Shelo Yasa B'Chol. This Isser Tliya L'Chachamim is only an Isser Midr Rabbanan Shelo Yasa Kedera Shelo Yasa B'Chol. Says Rashi, top line, El Amr Rabbi Midr Rabbanan Kasi L'Chachamim V'Demas Nisan D'Lo Shavkina Leila Mislei L'Mevod of the D'Chol. We don't allow you to hang the Mishameres, which would be a violation of Uvdin Dechol. Okay. The Ramban here argues on Rashi. The Ramban thinks that the Isser of Tlias Mishameres is not one of Uvdin Dechol, as we would generally refer to it, but rather one of Oel Arai. Then the Ramban still has to deal with the Lashon Gemara. Doesn't Gemara say black and white, Midr Abanahu Shelo Yasek Der Shos Bechol? Sounds like that's not an Isser of Oel Arai, that's an Isser of Uvdin Dechol. Says Ramban, the linira da bayi mishim olarai asherla. No, that was a bayis kavana. Olarai. Mishim da amrle with Yosef chayiv chatas. Amreiu da lak el shvus ba alma da haynu uvdin dechol. So really, even according to baye, the problem is olarai. This is the rabbanon, and the reason he formulates it in terms of kedusha shvus bechol is that's just a response to Rav Yosef who says that you're chayiv. Argues Abai, no, it's only us and Midr Rabbanan, and the term Shalei Yasek Keder Shelo B'Chol is simply a code word for a generic Isser Shvus. So the Ramban seems to equate, at least here, Keder Shelo B'Chol with a standard generic Isser Shvus. As opposed to Rashi, for whom it sounds like Oel Arai is something entirely different, and that's not the Nidon here. Take a look at Rashi on Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, about 12, 13 lines down. Amar Rabbi Rabbi Yos, Rav Huna, Marim Adam Lashmeres Biyantiv Litlas Bar Bimodim, and Tolu Bashmarim, so you can do a Harama on Yantiv. You're allowed to set up this Mishameres for Talias Bimodim, but not for Talias Shmarim. So you could initially set it up for the purpose of Talias Bimodim, and then end up later using it for Shmarim. Says Rashi, Marim Adam Lashmeres Biyantiv. L'rabban adarmi in tolinus and mishmeres biyantiv yokim the time of lamishim oel el mishim of the chol. Then marim tola etc. So Rashi is explicit that no, there's no conflation of terms. It's dafka aser only mishim of the chol, which is presumably more kal than mishim oel. Had it been mishim oel arai, perhaps this haram would be unwarranted. It's only because it's of the chol, which seems to be something less than your generic shvus. Or then Isser of Olerai, that's why you have the option of Harama. The Igle Tal in the end of Ma'amir, Sivkat and Yud, is Ma'ora on this Ramban from a Ran in the very beginning of the Masechta. The Igle Tal points out, you see from the Ramban that Uvdin Dechol is equated to your generic Shvus. But take a look, he says, at the Ran in the Sugya of Rudias HaPas, Sugiv Chate in the beginning of the Masechta. Take a look at the Ran Aleph Amidays B'Daf Erif. It's the very bottom line in the Ran of Aleph Amidays B'Daf Erif. The Ran writes, "Diridias apath utkias shofar lav shvus ninu miyul uvdin dechol damu." The Diridias apath and tkias shofar are not your generic Yisur Darabanan, but they are analogous to uvdin dechol. And but there is an allowance because it's us mishum uvdin dechol. There is an allowance b'malkum sarakad, the malkum kavod Shabbos, or in the context of chatei kidei shelo yavel lidei iser skila. So says the Avnei Nezer. It sounds like from the Ran that uvdin dechol is something less than your generic shvus. It's more kal, and that has halachic significance, and that there are more grounds to be makel. B'malkum tzarech than there would be for a generic shvus. This is echoed as well by the Ran in Ar Sugya. Dibur maskel elameata. The Ran writes, "Uparik abaye de'im tala lechachamim lekachi evchatas eli yisur derabanan umishum oel arai." Ella de mishum de lo shayich b'ha filo ol arai as b'chua a'uvdin d'chol. That it should have been us or mishum ol arai, but you can't really apply ol arai to mishum eres. There is too much of a gap between hanging up a sieve and ol arai. But nevertheless, at the very least, as b'chua uvdin d'chol. So we categorize it, we connect it to uvdin d'chol. U'mishum d'rara d'isar awel. So it's a step removed from, but related to, the Yisr Awel. U'mistabra, says the Ran, the b'chol makam d'nakam mishum uvdin d'chol kill Yisrayu mishabbos, I think it means mishvas. That any time the Gemara prohibits something on the basis of uvdin d'chol, that means that it's more kal than your regular Yisr shvas. This is reflected in the Ritva in Sukkah as well, the beginning of the fourth parak in Sukkah. Mem beis amen beis dibur maskel ushar kol hayamim. So there, the Ritva writes, she'af al pisha bitul beis ha-medrash v'achnasas orchim mitzvahs gedolah. So we're referencing here the Sukkah in the beginning of Mefanin, which the Ritva assumes that the Isser of Mefanin, Dalev heich kupos, or where it's usher to be Mefanin more than that, is a problem of uvdin d'chol. So even though bittul beis hamedrash and echnasas orchim, where you have an allowance for mifanin, are mitzvos gedolos, lo hitiru mibnei mitzvos elu ela tiltul heter v'davar she'ein bo ela mishum uvdin d'chol. Nevertheless, the allowance in those situations is limited to situations of uvdin d'chol. K'detanan mifanin afilu dalar chamish chakupos mibnei orchim bittul beis hamedrash. So the Ritva understands that that's asur mishum uvdin d'chol, that's not b'feirush in the Gemara. But he says that where you have something that's asur mishum uvdin d'chol, there we're makel b'makom tzorech. But it sounds like any more forceful list of the Rabbanan wouldn't necessarily lend itself to the same kula. So you have the Ran, both in the Chidushim here in the beginning of the Masechta Al Arif, and you have the Ritva there in Sukkah, that seem to indicate that when the Gemara invokes of the Dachol, it's doing so as a step below a generic Yisr Shvus, whereas Ramban, in the beginning of Perek Tolin, seems to equate Uftim Dachol to a generic Shvus. In the other direction, there's a comment of the Rashba in Rav Elazar de Mila, Kuf Lamed Amid Beis. In the sugya there of the Shita Chachamim, that not only can you not carry Machshiri Mila Derech Yisr Ramban, you can't carry Machshiri Mila even Derech Gagos Chaseres Kapifos, even with the Isra Hotzah, only Midrabanan. So there the Rashba writes, quoting the Rabbeinu Yonah, now we know there's a difference between a shvus sheyesh b'maisa and a shvus she'ein b'maisa. What does that mean? So yesh b'maisa means neschadesh b'maisa begufo shel davar. A shvus sheyesh b'maisa is where there is an effect to the object. Kigon asiyas kli, o afia, ubishol, ulahache mayim, v'chayotze be'elu sheneschadesh inyan begufo. But just as we use the term Maisa Shabbos to refer to Melachah that's done on Shabbos, so that's something where there's an actual effect to the object. There's a Maisa done b'cheftza. Aval havas kelim v'ochlin rishus rishus. So if you're just bringing something mirishus rishus, where there's no effect on the object, totsa has no effect on the object, which is why some rishonim in the Rashba itself, right? This is the Rashba that defines Malacha Grua in terms of no effect on the object. But then he says, Ulefikach, Hechmir b'amir la'akim afil b'malkam mitzvah, hecha d'kamisakim mechadish midi b'kofadavar. So where you are affecting the object, you're affecting a change on the object, bishul and the like, so that's where amir la'akim is aser. Mishum to have a tfei uvdin dechol. That is more uvdin dechol. Aval b'shvus she'ein b'maisa begufa shel davar kigon rotsa bilvad, einu nira k'uvdin dechol v'lo achmiru b'amirasa. So it could be the Rashba's uvdin dechol here is more colloquialism than the actual categories used in the Gemara, but it's interesting usage where he says that where there's an effect begufa chayfetz is tfei uvdin dechol, that's a shvus sheyesh b'maisa, as opposed to hotza, which is a shvus she'ein b'maisa, which is einu nirak uvdin dechol, and that's why we're more makel and amir la'akum b'hotza. I'm not sure where to fit this in, if this is significant to the broader discussion, but mar malkum to be aware of. Okay. So what I'd like to do now is to take a look briefly at the various Gemaras that invoke Uvdin Dechol in the Blatt that we've seen, and then take a look at how the Rambam presents Uvdin Dechol. I think the Rambam, there's a certain consistency of presentation. So let's start going back to Kuf Kaf Ches Amud Aleph. There the Gemara has a few lines of the long lines in. Chavile Seya, the fourth long line. Chavile Seya, Ezo, the cornice, Echnisim, Le'etzim, Eim, Mestapion, Veshabbos. L'machal, Be'eim, Mestapion, Veshabbos. That has to do with Haktzah. V'kotim, V'yad, V'yochel, B'vashel, Yitim, Kli. U'mol, V'yochel, B'vashel, Yimlo, B'kli, Har, Be'dev, Reb Yehuda. Chomer, Omrim, and we pass like Chachamim, Mol, B'rashe, Yitzbosa, V'yochel, U'b'vashel, Yimlo, B'yadu, Har, Be'kider, Shehu, Ose, B'cho. So you could rub your fingers over these grains, berashay esbosav, and then eat them. As long as you don't do it with your entire hand, with large quantities, kederech shehu osa b'chol. Okay. Now take a look at Kuf Mem Amud Aleph. The Mishnah there says, Ein Sharon Es Achilsis Beposhrim. The Gemara asks, Yibayilu Sharamai, what happens if he did this? Tirgimur of Adar Gersha, Kamei de Rav Yosef, Sharas Chayiv Chatas. Mishum what? Not so clear. Mishum Lash, Mishum Bishol. Chasam Sofer says Mishum Bishol. Whatever it is, it's a fleeting Havamina, which is unceremoniously rejected. Amalei Abaye, Alamiyata, Shara Umsa B'maya, Achanami de Mechayiv. Alam Rabaye, Midar Rabbanan, Shalo Yasek de Rosh Hosa B'chol. No, the whole issue here of Shriya B'poshrin, and this is in the broader Rufua context, is only Yasser, Mishum, Shalo Yasek de Rosh Hosa B'chol. Okay. So now take a look at Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, the beginning of Chavis. The first line of the Gemara, Tana lo yispa b'yayin v'lo yitapeach b'shemen. So you can't sponge up wine to then squeeze it out. V'lo yitapeach b'shemen, you also can't use a garment to apply it to extract shemen. Shelo yasek derech shos b'chol. Tanur Rabbanim, this possible payrus b'chaser malak al yad al yad ve'ochel in small quantity of a lola sachasav lola sachakupa shelo yasek derech shos b'chol. Now take a look at Rashi. Rashi says on the Mishnah, Ubavajal Yisbog, Shelo Yasim Spog B'makamayayin, Lachzer Latifa B'kli. So you can't take a sponge and put it on top of the wine with the intent of then squeezing it back into a kli. Xer Shama Yischot. Or with the intent of putting it in the kli. Xer Shama Yischot, then you may come to squeeze it into the kli. Then take a look at Rashi on the Gemara, Vita Peach, Machnes Bo Kapo, Vashem Nidbakba, Umekancho Besvasa Kli. Then you just rub it against the kli. V'yasum Yishimov Tindachol. So does Rashi read Shelo Yasek Derech Shosu B'chol is modifying only Yitapech B'Shemen or Yisva B'Yayin as well? So the Ritva and the Ran both comment that it must be only modifying Yitapech B'Shemen and not Yisva B'Yayin, because Rashi already said on the Mishnah that Yisva B'Yayin is Aser Gzeir Hashem and Yisva, which is more than just Uvdin D'chol. That's a actual Gzeir Atum Lacha D'Raisa. Uvdin D'chol, the Shitas of the Ran the Ritva, is something more kal. So it must be, for Rashi, they project in Rashi, that Uvdin Dechol is only modifying Yitapeach B'Shemen. Okay, hold on to that thought, and that will be relevant when we see the Rambam. Okay. So those are the Gemaras that invoke Kedav Shavosu B'chol explicitly in terms of some Isser Shabbos. Let's take a look at some Rambams now. And what we'll see is that the Rambam consistently, with one exception that we'll have to explain, the Rambam consistently, wherever he invokes the Isser Kedav Shavosu B'chol that we have in the Gemara, connects it to a very clear atu, a specific malacha. So, for example, take a look at the Rambam Perikuf Aleph, not going in order of the Rambams, but more in order of sugyas. We take a look at the Rambam Perikuf Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin, Kuf Aleph Kadeis in the Rambam of the Prakim that deal with Shvusim. So, Rambam writes in Perikuf Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin, which is parallel to the sugya in Tolin. Lo yasa guma besudar shelo yasa gedera shosu b'chol v'yavo l'shamer b'mishameres v'chein aser litla says the mishameres gedera shosu b'chol shema yavo l'shamer. So the iser tlias mishameres is aser gedera shosu b'chol lest one come to violate borer Mishamer. Okay, now take a look at the Rambam in Halacha Yutes. Chavile Seya the Ezo of the Cornis, the Chayotze Behen, Shechnisan Lamachal Behema, this is the Gemara on Kuf Kavches, Mistapek Mehen, the Kotem the Ochel Barasha Esbosov, of Alobi Yad Harbe, Shelo Yasek Der Shoas Bechol, the Yavo Ladok. Okay, so you may come to some form of tochei. So again, there's a clear definition of what the gzera atu is. Now, by contrast, the Ramban, in that sugya on kuf kafches, says, what's the iser of, or what's the keder shaliyasa keder shaliyasa b'chol there? So the Ramban writes, right, Mechzi Kiborer. Mechzi Kiborer. Why is it Mechzi Kiborer? Because Stam Sod is full of Throros V'Afar. And if you're going to pick up fruit in large quantity from all this dust that it's embedded in, that's merci kabor, that you're separating the fruit from the dust that it's embedded in. But for the Rambam, it's gzera atu tochen. Take a look now at Kuf Bey's Tesayin. This is the second beginning of Chavis. Based on Chayim, the Rama writes, Nishma lo Chavis b'Shabbos ma'asin yemenem ma'ashu tzaruch l'Shabbos lo l'orcha v'vashu l'yisbar b'yayin l'yitapech b'shemen shem yasek der shos b'chol shem yavo l'idei schita. So why is it usher shem yavo l'idei schita? The Rama is clearly modifying both yisbar b'yayin and yitapeach b'shemen. Gzeira atu schita. Now, by contrast, the Ran writes, Chidushi Ran Dibur Maskil Tana, and Kufin Gimel Beis. The Ran writes, V'afal gav delaka mishim schita. There is no schita. Asir Rabbanan v'chmiru shaliyasek derech shavasa b'chol afilu b'beiso mishum gzeiras rishas harabim detiltol tzarech otzahu keechid yasir kli mecham letzel mehay taima. So what's the answer? Nothing to do with schita, but gzeiras rishas harabim. Is there tiltol? Like any tiltol muksa. That's the Chidush Eran, Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Okay, we're not done yet. Take a look at Kuf Aleph Yad Aleph. Okay, this is the second case in that brisa on Kuf Mem Gimel. Ha Medabik Peiros Achiyasa Guf Echad Chai Mishim Amir Lefikach. Excuse me. Mishin Espazul Peiros B'Chatzera Malaket Al Yad Al Yad Ochel. Okay, so here the concern is atu ma'amir. Okay. Now take a look at Kuf Beis Yutes. This is based on a Tosefta, not on a Gemara. The Tosefta is in Perek Yizayin Halacha Hey. Mishem Nislach Lecha Yad Betit, the person's hands get dirty on Shabbos. Mekancha Bezana Vasus, Bezana Vapara, Ubemapa Hakasha Hasuya Lechas Baakotzim. So you don't have a napkin, you can use your horse's tail. Avalobe Mapa Shemekanchen Baziadayim, Shaloyasa Gedershua Sabachol, the Yavalachabes S. Hamapa. So Atu Machabes Malabin. Again, a clear Uvdin the Chol being Usir Atu, a specific Malacha. And the Rambam has this in the context of Rediya Sapas as well. Rediya Sapas is not a. The Gemara doesn't tell you that it's Usir Mishum Uvdin the Chol. But take a look first. The Rambam in Gimel Yuches just defines the Isser. E Nothin is a pas betanorim chashecha. Gimel Yuches, Perek Gimel Lach Yuches. The Rambam gives you the criterion of Rediya Sapas, and then he concludes that Alacha. Kishirode lo yirda bimarda, kedera shosu b'chol, you shouldn't use a normal kli. Ela b'sakin v'chayotzeba. So here the Rambam doesn't tell you why. He doesn't tell you what the concern of kedera shosu b'chol is, but the Rambam does, because here the context isn't Yisurei d'Rabbanan. But where the context is here, there about in the beginning of Parakaf Beis, there the Rambam does. Take a look at Kaf Beis Halacha Aleph. Rediya Sapas, Afa Pisha Eina Malacha, Asru Osa Chachamim, Shema Yavo Lefos. Rediya Sapas is Asr, Atu Afia. And this whole approach in the Rambam is clearly articulated in the Chuvas Rambam. If you want to take a look at an excerpt, turn to the Korban Nisanel in the beginning of Perek Tola. The first line of the Korban Nisanel in Perek Kaf quotes from the Chuvas Rambam, and I'll read you a few lines from the Rambam, the original, printed in Madues Blau, Simin Shinvav, available on the Bar Ilan. The Rambam writes, and this is also referenced in the Tiferes Yisrael's Kalkel Shabbos in his Perish HaMishnayis, but you can take a look here at the Korban Asana that quotes this in part. In the classic Gemara, it's on page 358. I don't know where it is in the newfangled Gemaras. Zerama writes, "Vine lamadata sheiser midrabanan hu tliyas hamishameres." This is the sugya in the beginning of Tolin. Lefisha mishameres osa malacha v'chayiv skila. Lefikach aser tliyasa u dekavas arminan shelayasa gder sheosa b'chal. Aval tliyas hakuz v'mitznefes v'chayosi behen muteres. Lefish ain othin behemalacha shachayavin ala haskila. So there's no possibility that you may come to an Isser Torah. Velor minan bechiaish, hani shiloyasik dar shosa bechol. We don't say in a situation where the only consequence would be that you may come to violate an Isser Rabbanan, we don't say there that there's an Isser moved in the chol. In Cain, because if you were to go to that extreme, then we should prohibit you from eating the way you eat during the week. You shouldn't be able to lean to recline the way you recline during the week. The only situation which we invoke within the chol is where there's a clear and present concern that you may come to violate an Isser Torah. No notion of something not being Shabbos-dick because it's not the way we do things on Shabbos, it's the way we do things during the week. Uvdin d'chol is where you can define a clear concern that if we allow this activity, then you're going to come to do so, to violate Nisr D'Raisa. Yeah?
What's this Hamid to have like,
Xera
on the
Derabundance? Okay, so Kulachad Xera. But that's essentially what he's saying, that you can't. We can only invoke Uvdin D'chol where there's a clear gzeira to the rest. In other Rishonim, you don't necessarily have that formulation and that articulation, it doesn't necessarily fit.
How's it different than the Ran about the Ran and Ramban about the Torah, the Torah?
I'm sorry?
About the Torah, the Omo, because all around, like the same possible, within the whole Kishon Torah.
Yeah, so that Lashon and the Ran.
It sounds like they needed to have, they wanted some reason to make the Xera up to the whole, but they needed to like have a medium to do it.
No, so that's different than the Rambam, because what the Rambam is saying is that you can't really call this an Issa Darban of Ol Arai. So it's something that resembles Ol Arai, or something that resembles Ol. But that's a step lower. The Dafka doesn't tell you, the Rambam doesn't say that it's us or Gzeira that you may come to Melacha Daraisa. I think that's different. So that's what the Rambam presents here in Tshuva, that we only ask this on the Rishuv of the Nechol in a situation where we can clearly connect it to a chashash, to a malacha d'araisa. So the one exception in the Rambam, so far as I could tell, and we're not talking about the Rambam Hilchos Yontiv, the Gemara in Beitza, as far as I know, never uses the term Kedar Shu Asa B'chol. The Rambam Hilchos Yontiv in a few places does invoke Kedar Shu Asa B'chol by Isur Yontiv, not based on, that formulation is not found in the Gemaras, and I think that usage is different than the usage in Hilchos Shabbos, but you have to take a look and see what the common thread there is in the Yontav applications. But in Hilchos Shabbos, the one exception that I notice is Ara Sugya, of Sachin U'mamashmishin. Take a look at the Rambam, Kaf Aleph Kaf Ches. The Rambam writes, "Sachin b'mashmeshin b'bnei me'ayim b'shabbos, v'hu sheyasach b'mashmesh b'vas achas, k'day shelo yasach k'day shevosu b'chol." So, you are allowed to be sachin b'mashmesh, as long as you do it in a fashion that doesn't run into the problem of uvdin d'chol. Now, what's different here is the formulation, which is in the other cases, the Rambam says you can do X, but you cannot do Y, keder she'osa b'chol atu asserted malacha. Here the Rambam says, v'hu she'yasa k'vimashu she'vas achas. He doesn't say velo yamashmesh bezer chazer, or velo yamashmesh. Velo yamashmesh bezer chazer. Kadesh shelo yasek kadesh shavasa b'chol. I don't know if that's significant, but it is a slightly different formulation. Here, the Rambam doesn't tell you what the gzeira utu would be. Is it sochet? Is it memachik? Is it nothing? So I don't know. I'm not sure what to do with this Rambam. It doesn't seem to be consistent with the other Rambams. But I'd be much more inclined to find a teretz for this Rambam than to compromise the yesod that I think is consistent in the other Rambams. Yeah?
Could it be that the Rambam at the beginning of Perkalah talks about there's two types of shvus, it's like zero, shema, and I think they're just filled by shema.
Right.
So his general idea would be that Uvdin D'chol is not an independent Isser, it's just part of one of these Shvuyos, either Shema, but there's also an Uvdin D'chol which is not necessarily a Shemiyahu to Malacha, but it's just Doma to Malacha.
So I think of the Rambam that every Uvdin D'chol is a Shema, not a Doma. That seems to be the evidence in all the other cases. So I'd be more inclined to try to work out why the Shem is missing here than to say that the Rambam has two categories of the Dachol and 10 cases fit into one category and one case fits into the other. So why should... That doesn't work so well if you only have one case in the other category. Okay, so I don't know. Okay. Fine. So far, we've seen the Rambam, who consistently connects all the Gemara's cases of Unda Dechol to a Shem, a specific Malacha. The other Rambams, or at least one other Rambam that we didn't mention, in a case of the Gemara, doesn't have the Rambam in... the Rambam talks about a Shvuyei Gumos in the beginning of Perek Aleph, Halachas Gimel and Dalet, and says that Shvuyei Gumos is also considered within the Chol, that the Gemara doesn't invoke it in that context. Are a few applications of a Shvuyei Gumos are within the Chol. You take a look, Kaf Aleph, Gimel Dalet. And then we had the Ramban that seems to equate within the Chol with the generic Shvus, and the Ran, the Ritva, that view of the Chol as being less than a generic Shvus, and therefore subject to broader kulas, b'makom hatzarech. The Aruch HaShulchan and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Simen Shin Tesvav, both of them are in Sifkat and Yudalid, present Uvdin Dechol as being usher mishum zilzul Shabbos. Which sound like the more Ran-oriented approach, or at least not the Rambam, that the way you've presented it at least, that Uvdin Dechol is somewhat of a lesser kind of Yisrael Rabbanon. If it's Gzeira Atu B'lacha Mesiyemes, that's more than just the Zilzul Shabbos in Jonah.
But even the Gemara oftentimes says Gzeira Hashem is something, and other times it chooses to say Uvdin Dechol. So it's not unlikely that the Rambam, even though he equates
right
to where it's a lower level of Gzeira Atu, even if it is ultimately Gzeira Atu.
You're correct. Where do we have gradations in Gzeira Atu?
It's less of a chashash.
Maybe. Okay. You're definitely more likely to characterize something as Asim Shabbos Hilzal Shabbos if it's a less than a defying Gzeira Atu, maybe. Yeah.
If you remember, the Gemara used the lashon of Uvdin Dechol, and in those cases, that is the time of the Gzeira. The Gzeira is that if you're doing this normally, you won't come to Gzeira, but
right,
if you're doing it in a weekday like manner,
right,
you come to Malacha.
Right.
Meaning, it's the same Gzeira, just it's almost the reason for the Gzeira. Some Gzeiras are usher because you just might come to do it, some Gzeiras are usher because you might come to do it in a weekday manner, and therefore come to do the Malacha.
So you're explaining why the Gemara would have formulated certain Gzeiras Atu in terms of Kedar Shalei Asa B'chol, but that's not fundamentally any weaker than any other Gzeira. Okay, good. The Chai Adam in... And by the way, can't prove it, but there's no evidence in Rambam, as far as I could tell, that any of these cases at Asa Mishim of Din Dechol, that there is latitude to be more makel in certain situations than other shvusim per se. Again, the fact that the Rambam doesn't say that doesn't mean it's an impossibility, but as opposed to some of the Rishonim that are explicit, like the Ran, about meaning the Gemara's context of Rediyas Apas is Chate, so that could be a totally different category. But the Ran's application to Kavod Shabbos, you don't necessarily find in the Rambam that it can be Mekel and Rediyas Apas are Kavod Shabbos. Okay. Chayodam in Klal Yud Gimel Sif Aleph says that seems to say that Uvda Dechol is Aser Mishum Tircha Yisera. He says that in the context of the Ma'amir Halacha, the Kufmem Gimel Halacha of Nispazir Peros, that's Uvda Dechol Di'ika Tircha Yisera. In the Kalkelas HaShabbos, the introduction of the Tiferes Yisrael to his Perish HaMishnayis on Shabbos, he says there are three categories of Avodah Nechal. He says category number one are things that are Aser Mishum Didome LeMelacha. Category number two are things that are Gzeira Atu Melacha. And the Rambam, I'm not sure that you have evidence of the first category as being a distinct category. And number three are things that are Aser Mishum Tircha Yisera, which is like that Chayadam, that Uvdin Dechal is Mishum Tircha Yisera, even though Gobi Tircha is distinct from Uvdin Dechal. Meaning, let's say the case of Mefanin, so is Mefanin also Mishum Uvdin Dechal? The Ritva that we saw assumed yes. It's not in the Gemara anywhere. Rashi, in the beginning of Mefanin, says, in the case where you can be mefanah beheter, we're not choshesh the tircha de Shabbos. So that's not necessarily synonymous with din dechal. Maybe tircha of din dechal are two separate matters. Sometimes they're joined, but maybe they're not the same. The question is whether what license is there to evoke within the chol beyond the cases in the Gemara? Yeah.
So it's the meaning of Perek Shol, and he says how there are certain things which are more within the chol but less tircha, and things which are less within the chol and more tircha. So that would sound like within the chol is not totally tircha.
Right. Good. Okay. The good Mar Malcolm. Right. Okay. So, if Uvdin Dechol is only really applicable in a case where there's a defined Zeratu, so it's more difficult to come up in later generations with their own clear Zeratus. There's a Jewish Marashag that they quote, which I was looking for, I couldn't find the line, but the Mar Malkum is in Chele Bey Simen Yud Gimel. So Jewish Marashag supposedly says that you can't be mechadish things that are aser mishum uvdin dechol beyond what it says in the Gemara and Rishonim. So you can't just say in the modern literature. So there's some discussion of certain things being aser mishum uvdin dechol. What does that mean? So there's a shuv of the Chalkas Yaakov, Chalkas Yaakov Chelik Aleph Simon Kuf Zayin in the new pagination. So there he suggests that putting laundry into a washing machine on Shabbos is aser mishum uvdin dechol. Leaving aside achana issues and leaving aside other malachos, if you get rid of those issues, if you put your laundry, your not fully dry laundry, in a dryer on Shabbos, that's aser mishum uvdin dechol. Because, quote, wherever Chazal were mishair beruach kacham, Shebekal Yachalavo Leiser Daraisa, Asim Shem of the Dechol. And here also, Bekal Yachalavo Leiser Torah, because they're still a little bit wet or they're dirty. He's talking about dirty clothing. Can you put dirty clothing in the washing machine on Shabbos? You're not going to wash it. But there's Bekal Yachalav Adiyasr, because they're dirty, so you may be inclined to apply some water to it. Alvinus Adaraisa. And they point out this is against the Marashag, there's a shuv in the Ber Moshe, Chelek Bey, Simon Kaptes, the Deborah Siner, in which he takes issue with this, so we can't be Mechadish things. They talk about this in the context of riding in a train on Shabbos, so maybe that should be Aser Mishum Uvdin Dechol. The question is, what license is there to invoke Uvdin Dechol beyond the case of the Gemara?
What's the problem with the train?
What's the problem with the train? Uvdin Dechol is not Shabbos dick.
I'm saying it doesn't fit into any of those categories. It's not tircha. You're not doing it anymore.
Right. So that's the question. Well, whether that's not within the chol as we described it.
By the laundry, that would be was just by like getting it wet.
No, yeah. If you're to get it wet, and then your intent is to clean it, that would be a problem. So And the tshuva of Machzeh Eliyahu, Rabbi Pesach Eliyahu Falk from England, Simon Ayin Beis. So he, I think he's also addressing this issue of putting laundry in washing machines. No, sorry, he's addressing the issue of mopping a floor, v'malkim sarach gadol. So he makes the following suggestion, which I don't think is true in the Rambam, and I think there may be some conflation of Rishonim. So he says there are two categories of Avodah Nechal. Category number one of Avodah Nechal is where something is usher because we're concerned that you may come to do a specific malacha. In that category of Avodah Nechal, there's never any license for kula b'makom sarach. And then, category number two are things that are usher mishum zilus of the Shabbos or tircha yisera. And those things, there is more latitude to be mekel about. So, as we said, I don't think that's true in the Rambam. I mean, the Rambam, there's no evidence of a category of Uvnan Dechol that's usher olam mishum zilus of the Shabbos or tircha yisei rasa. And it's not necessarily clear in the other Rishonim that there are cases of Avodah Nechal that are asu atu amlacha misuyemes. In fact, the Ran that we saw, the Ran in the Ritva in the beginning of Parachavis seems to say that if something's asu mishum amlacha misuyemes, it's not Avodah Nechal. That's why Rashi must mean, they say, that only the mitapchin is a problem of nuchal, but not the sofkin. So that's why I'm not convinced that, you know, it could be lahalacha. These points may be true, but I'm not convinced that that's true for all rishonim. Like, for example, lahalacha. One second, see. So we paskin in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Lamed Gimel. So the Ramah says, Kol Shvus Sheitiri Mishum Tzarech Mitzvah Mutter Gamkein Litzarech Orchim. This is in the context of the Isser Lefanos Otzer B'Shabbos, where there's a heter for Mefanin, where it's Litzarech Mitzvah. Nirma says, so too, Litzarech Orchim. The Mishabur writes in the Be'er Halacha here, according to the Prima Gadim, you should know that not every Shvus is Mutter Litzarech Mitzvah. Only Shvus to Shvus is Mutter Litzarech Mitzvah, but not a single Shvus. However, Uvdin Dechol is Mutter Litzarech Mitzvah. And he's Mitzayin, the Magen Avram, in Simen Shin Zayin, O Zayin, where the Magen Avram writes that you can't be medame shvus l'shvus. So that's what Mr. Bruce says, l'halacha. I don't necessarily think that would be true, b'das haramba. Yes, sir.
Is he trying to say this in a particular region, or is he just trying to say Habernoi Lalacha?
Rabbi Falk?
Yeah.
Well, he's saying Lalacha, but he's quoting Rambam's as evidence for his arguments. I don't think that's based on what we developed fully accurate. And not every case, the halacha that we would define as the chol, is necessarily the chol according to the Rambam either. Okay, so bottom line, in Rishonim, there may be three approaches to Uvdin D'chol. We haven't defined how you know necessarily what to include as Uvdin D'chol, definitely according to some of the Rishonim. The Rambam seems to be consistent that every Uvdin D'chol is because of Gzeira Atzer Melachim Siyames. And the Rambam seems to equate Uvdin D'chol to generic Shvus, and the Rambam seems to think that Uvdin D'chol is less than a generic Shvus, and therefore there's more ground to be makel. It sounds like we assume that way, that there is more ground to be made by something that's defined as Uvdin D'chol. But it's still somewhat unclear as to, if you're not working the Rambam, what criterion are used for defining something as Uvdin D'chol, and what license there is to expand that beyond the examples in the Gemara. Okay. 5 minutes on the Parsha, and then we'll conclude. So we know the notion of, we're familiar with the notion of a neshama farim svasenu. It's how one taps into the mikdash potential absent the Beis HaMikdash. But there's also the comment that Chaim V'Loshna makes in Nefesh HaChayim Shar Aleph Perek Dalid, where he explains that the notion of Asuli Mikdash v'shachanti b'sachem is not only physical Mikdash, but applies to every individual as well. That every person is supposed to make himself into his own Beis HaMikdash. As the Gemara says in Ksubis, the Ruchayim V'loshna quotes, Ksubis Daf Hei, G'dola Maise Tzadikim Yoser Maise Shemai V'aretz. The Gemara is bothered, quotes the Pasuk Midash Hashem Konenu Yadecha. So, Mikdash Hashem Kodesh Yodecha, what does that have to do with Maisa Tzadik Yosef Maisa Shemai V'aretz? So he explains that that's precisely the point. That Tzadikim Ayidei Maseim Haritzuyim Lefanav Yisbarach Hein Heim Mikdash Hashem Mamish. That Tzadikim, through the Maisim that they do, which are well received by Kodesh Baruch Hu, are themselves Mikdash Hashem Mamish. That's what the Malbim writes in Yecheskel, Perek Lamed Zayin, Sukkim Kazayin Kavches, Vayam Mishkani Alehem, that Laselovo, Heim Ba'atzmam Yu Habadim, Va'aron, Va'mikdash. That Tzadikim themselves, Laselovo, are going to be the Badim, the Aron, the Mikdash themselves. So that's something that we need to keep in mind, that the imperative that we have is to create the Mikdash Hashem in ourselves, to make ourselves into the Mikdash Hashem. And beyond what the Gemara says in Moikata, and that Bisman, Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash, and Mechaper, absent the Beis HaMikdash, Shulchan HaShel Adam Mechaper. So a person's house is a mini Beis HaMikdash. The Malbim writes by the Shunamis that the Shulchan, Menorah, Mita, Vakisei that the Shunamis gave to Elisha were all Keneged, the parallel Klei HaMikdash, and that's what allows for the Ashras HaShechina in one's home. So one's home should be a conduit for Ashras HaShechina, and one's person should be a conduit for Ashras HaShechina. But that doesn't come without any effort. The Avastar of Nassan writes in Perek Yud Aleph, Shmaya Omer Ahovitz Abrios Esa Malacha, Ahovitz Malacha, working off the mission of us. Tarfan Omer, Afakarish Baruch Luhishra Shkinasa Yisrael, Asha Asu Malacha. That the Ashras Ashkina, the Mishkan, only took place once there was a preparation, once there was a Malacha. Shinamar of Asuli Mikta Shrishachanti Visocha. So even though Pshuto Shemikra Malacha means Malacha, but Malacha means Achana. Malacha means preparation. That's what one of the other Midrashim says. Chavivi hi ha-Malacha, the Mishnah of Blazer quoted by Torah Shlema. Chaviv hi amalacha, Shekharish Baruch Hu hesek es havaseinu, vav chadashim amalachas ha-mishkan, that it took 6 months to construct the Mishkan. I see Yecholos v'nei Kadosh Baruch Hu livros es ha-mishkan herfayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu had it well within his authority, ability, to create a Mishkan out of scratch in a second. Ela shelahishra shchinas v'yisrael ela mitacha malacha. Kadosh Baruch Hu dafka wanted there to be a build-up, an effort extended in order to lead up to this Hakamas HaMishkan and Ashras HaShchina. So the imperative to us is to try to strive for that level of Chaim V'Lashner, of being a conduit for Ashras HaShchina ourselves and our homes and our bodies. But that requires a lifetime of work. It doesn't come terrifying. Okay. Let's go off the record. A couple of public service announcements.